Ron DeSantis Spox crushes partisan lie, Floridians will not be on the hook, Disney will pay. By Sean Moran on April 28, 2022. Christina Pusha, Governor Ron DeSantis's RFL spokeswoman, said on Thursday that DeSantis has a plan to ensure that residents of Orange and Osceola counties would not have to pay for the move to abolish Disney's corporate district. Since DeSantis has moved to abolish the Reedy Creek Improvement District, an establishment narrative has formed, suggesting that Floridians would have to pay off the outstanding $1 billion in outstanding bond debt, according to credit rating agency Fitch Ratings. Pusha pushed back against this narrative, saying, "Do not fall for another partisan political lie being amplified by media." Pusha explained in a statement, "The plan for Reedy Creek will be shared in the next few weeks. As Governor DeSantis has said, Disney will its fair share of taxes, and abolishing the special district will not cause tax increases for the residents of any area of Florida. Partisan politicians, and their stenographers in the press, are making unsubstantiated statements that do not stand up to basic logic. Let's think about this for a minute. If it's true that the repeal of the special district would hand Disney a tax break, and the local taxpayers would be on the hook for this bailout to Disney, then why would Disney oppose repealing their special district? Indeed, why wouldn't Disney have lobbied to get rid of the special district long ago? This would not be the first time partisan opponents and the media throw a fit about some baseless hypothetical that disappears from the headlines after Governor DeSantis proves them wrong. DeSantis has said that the law abolishing the Reedy Creek Improvement District serves as the first step to ensure that Disney should not run its own government. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran 3.